Hey lads, Alon here. International break blues have a hold of us again, interrupting our regularly scheduled programming. But we'll still be active on Twitter at FMLFPL and email fmlfpl@gmail.com to answer all of your fantasy prem questions. So instead of a normal pod this week, we're continuing our series of fireside chats. And on this episode, I talk with renowned internet artist Petra Courtwright about her, USA Soccer, women's soccer, the Prem, and more. Lastly, shout out to our dudes Ari and producer Nate for the new Fireside Chat theme music, which is straight fire as per usual. Anyway. Okay, listeners, welcome to another FMLFPL Fireside Chat. It's my pleasure to have on renowned internet artist and soccer freak, Petra Courtwright. Hi, Petra. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Is internet artist and soccer freak a good way to describe you?
That's a great way to describe me. That's actually, I'm like going to change my bio to like only say that now.
Every art interview from now on, you're like, I'm just a soccer freak.
Absolutely.
So I think the best place to start with you is a bit of background. When did you first like get into soccer and start following soccer hardcore and stuff like that?
Well, I played for like 14 years and, my mom actually played in high school. So that's how I got into it, in college. And she played like before there was even a official women's team at UCSB in Santa Barbara. And she's from like the South Bay in California, like where, and she knew the people that like started AYSO and stuff.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Like he was like her neighbor. Or something like that. I don't know. So she like, so my mom was my coach when I was really little. I don't think she ever had class A. It was like B or something. And she was friends with like people who worked for the national team and stuff. So, she was also a painter. So I'm just following in line of my parents who were both like artists and athletes. It's like a interesting combo.
Yeah. It's almost like you have like half your DNA from one of them and half your DNA from another one of them.
Yeah. But they were kind of like the same. So I'm just like also the same. But it's like, yeah, I mean, it's a funny combo because like, honestly, if you threw a ball at like most artists, it's like disturbing the results that would happen. Like, it's not right.
I was Googling you and shit and I read about like a little bit of your soccer history beforehand and you were like, you know, really super into it and super good probably because you were being scouted and shit. And I, like in my own world, I was like, oh, let me see like your height and weight. And I was like looking up your like FIFA stats and I was like, wait, what the fuck am I doing? It's like, this isn't real life. But what position were you? What kind of player were you?
I played right back. Like later on, that was like, I really like fell into that position for my club team. I started playing club when I was like 10 or something. And then it became quite serious later on, like, with all the scouts and stuff. And like, I was such a fucking brat because I'm 5'10". And so I like relied on my height. I was really fast. And I just loved running. And I had like, a few tricks up my sleeve. Like I would do this one little step over all the time or like, and I love doing, for some reason, I love Cruyff turns so much. So I'd always
love a Cruyff turn.
But like, I was never like really that technical of a player. So I needed to be on the outside so I could just run. And I was the kind of like, it's like attacking right back that would like, you know, score goals sometimes. Kind of like Bellerin or something.
Oh shit. Okay. Bellerin.
I'm so bad with, like, the pronunciations.
Oh, I mean, we constantly fuck shit up. Every foreigner that listens to the pod is like, you're a fucking idiot. It's Fuchs, not Fuchs.
yeah.
But, yeah, like, I think it was Jamie Carragher who said that, like, all fullbacks are either failed wingers or failed center backs. So it makes sense that you are just like a hardcore runner with size, but you really wanted to be a winger, it sounds like, with your technical stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and like, because I wasn't that technical, and like, oh, there's this one thing I loved doing this thing where I would like pass the ball on the right side. I'd basically like pass the ball to myself if I knew I was like fast enough to beat someone. So I'd like pass the ball on the right side of this, like the defender, and then run around the left side.
Yeah, that's a like Bale. Bale does that kind of shit.
Yeah. And I did that to this girl 3 times in a game. And then the third time I did it, she turned around and punched me in the face. So
that was like, really. That is fucking amazing.
Yeah. But I was kind of like, I was a huge baby though. Like I never even got yellow carded. And I played for like 14 years.
What?
Yeah, I was really like, I always wanted to just beat people by skill or by speed. I was the cleanest player ever. Because I just didn't want problems with anyone. But I used to give the jersey numbers of the players who were bothering me to my friend at halftime. And then she would go like beat on them in the second half. So I had like, my friend was, cause she like, some of the girls, like, I don't know, girls are nasty. And like, some of them really like getting in fights, and like, I just wanted nothing to do with it. But I guess my hands weren't fully clean, cause I would just like put hits out on people like for the second half.
Yeah, no, you're totally an accomplice in the reds and yellows that your friends accumulated.
Yeah. And then, my club coach was, he was a Spurs fan. But my club coach was British, that coached me for like most of my life. And, my mom actually helped him get a visa to come over here. And like, he lived at our house for a while and stuff. So, she like knew he was a really good coach, and like, he still lives in Southern California now and like coaches, girls teams. But, yeah, so like, I guess I should be a Spurs fan, because I guess I had that like connection. But like I said before, I'm a, you know, a secret Chelsea fan, but also like ashamed to be a Chelsea fan.
I think you're a fucking Chelsea fan. I think it's safe to say that you're a Chelsea fan. The like reactions that come from your Twitter and stuff, whether they do well or they do poorly, is like that of a fan. Like, you're either furious or you're elated.
I know, it's true. Well, I like Antonio Conte. Like, I think
Conte's the man.
Like,
yeah,
turned it around, you know. And they got, and I also like, and Diego Costa's like nice now.
Well, yeah, he started the season with like 4 yellow cards right out the gate, and then he hasn't got one since.
He's been good. He's been a good boy lately. So I don't know. He like seems happier or something. They all seem happier.
Well, yeah, against Everton, I thought he was gonna. I thought, like, for sure it had Costa red card written all over it, because they were, like, I think it was Jack Jelka came into him with, like, cleats up tackle into his shins, and I was like, oh, my God, like, the dog-faced goblin is about to come out and just, like, kill everyone. But, yeah, he maintained. He just scored goals instead.
Yeah, no, they've been good. And I also like Conte that came over from Leicester. I thought he was like a huge reason why they did so well last season.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
And like, I really, really liked him. Everyone was talking about like Mahrez and Vardy, but like, I mean, well, not everyone. No, like people, he definitely got his credit or something, but I don't know. I always like, and because I was a defender, I feel like I really appreciate a player like that who's like running all over the fucking field, like just doing so much work, like in the middle.
Yeah, he's like having 2 players. He's a fucking physical specimen.
Right. I know, it's so crazy.
What about the, like, so you love Conte, but were you a former Mourinho lover when he was at Chelsea winning and everything?
No, not really.
No, you never really got on board?
No, I don't know. I don't know what it is. He just kind of irks me.
Oh, I mean, I fucking despise him, but I figure like Chelsea fans like him or something. I don't know.
No, I don't know. There's just something. I guess I just don't like this. I don't know. I can't do it with him. I think Antonio is just doing such a better job You can just tell if, like, the players are happy or not.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. It seems like Mu always won in spite of the players almost. He's just like, just do what I tell you to do and nothing more and we'll win. And Conte, like, yeah, it's just like a good environment. Conte's kind of like Klopp at Liverpool. It's like everyone's just stoked and working really hard and winning.
Right, right, exactly. Yeah.
But Hazard's your main man, right? Your love?
Oh, yes. I'm wearing the jersey right now.
Oh, the Lille jersey?
Yeah, that I got on eBay.
Hardcore, yeah.
Yeah, no, this is a nice jersey. You, like, really, because it was your idea to get this jersey, because I, like, didn't want to get a Chelsea jersey. I was, like, really struggling with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have got one a long time ago, but I was like, I can't, I don't, like, want to be seen wearing that, but I want to, like, support my boy. And then I couldn't do the international, you know, I couldn't do a Belgium jersey because I'm like a big Netherlands fan, like internationally, because it's my blood. I think I'm like a quarter Dutch or some shit. So that's like the way that
we solve the problem.
Yeah.
What's up with Hazard's neck beard? What do you think about that?
He can do no wrong in my eyes. So.
Oh my God. If he can get away with that, I guess he can get away with everything. Yeah. But so I know you were at White Hart Lane recently. Have you actually seen Chelsea live? Have you seen Hazard in the flesh?
No, I've never seen him live. Those games that I just saw when I was in London, that was the first time I'd never seen a soccer game in Europe before. That was the first time. Yeah. Because it'd always just be like so much art stuff and I guess I didn't have like the money for tickets or something. Or even though I didn't even pay, like the gallerists actually were nice enough to pay for these tickets this time. And my friend had an extra ticket, but like, that was my first time seeing like a game in Europe. I've seen games in Mexico, I've seen games here, but never over there.
That's wild, yeah, because one of my questions that I had scribbled down was, like, since you recently had, like, a show opening in London and then went to White Hart Lane, I figured, like, you've probably been all around the world and seen all these different games and stadiums and shit, but maybe in the future.
No, I just make it look like that for my Twitter.
Yeah, so glamorous on Twitter.
Yeah. But I have a funny story about White Hart Lane. So these tickets, they were like these super sketchy tickets that we had where we kind of were like illegally borrowing someone's season pass or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And it was kind of like this ordeal to get in. We ended up getting in, but we weren't even sitting. It was like me and my friend Oscar, who is this, he's also an artist, but he's Colombian, so he, of course, like, likes soccer as well, and then, and his girlfriend, who had never seen a game either, but she never seen, like, any soccer, really, ever, so we were kind of, like, trying to explain, like, to her about stuff, but, anyways, so we were, the seats weren't, like, right next to each other, like, Oscar was sitting behind me, and the guy that I was sitting next to was this, like, he was fucking wasted. This Spurs fan, like, just so, like, barely being able to put like words together. And so I turned around and said something to Oscar, and then I just can see that this guy is like, he's just staring at me, like, and then I'm kind of like, hi, and then like after a second he goes, because he had heard my accent, he like heard that I was American, he's like, Where are you from? Like, I was like, California. And he was just like so confused. He was like, why are you here? It's like, and I was just like, you know, I watch this every weekend. I love it so much. Like, I've been really wanting to see a game. Like, I was going on and like, it was just he was so confused, like, as to why an American woman would like want to see a game or that she would like be interested in this. And it was really, so then he starts asking me kind of like, it was like these weird almost like security questions about the team or something, like about the players. And I was like, like Sissoko, or like he's like, who's your favorite player? He's like, yeah, I really like Danny Rose right now. And he was like, and every question that I was answering, and I knew all the answers to all the like questions that he was answering, and like with every answer that I was giving, his brain is just like further exploding, like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, it's like secret misogyny.
Yeah, and then he just like looks at me for like 20 seconds and doesn't say anything. Then he just pats me on the head, and then he's like, "Welcome to White Hart Lane."
Oh my fucking god!
it was so perfect, and yeah,
that's that incredible. You can't possibly have a better like first experience than that.
I was like totally like, what's the word, like, yeah, just like very welcomed there. Like I had to prove my
worth. I kind of had a similar thing. Like, I've been to the only European games I've seen are, I went to Anfield twice and saw Liverpool twice. And one of them was against Manchester City, and I got in a cab. I was with my dad, and we got in a cab to go to Anfield, and there are like three dudes from Manchester in the car too, like older dudes. Uh-huh. And they were just kind of the same like genuine like confusion and interest, right, as to why the fuck we're there and like how'd we even get tickets and what are we doing there basically. And right, I just went like, you know, full on like psychopath mode. I was just like, oh yeah, and this and like Manchester and like fuck that and like blah blah blah, just talking to them, and they're just like jaws are on the floor. They're just like, wait, you actually know what you're talking about?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, dude, I'm not here for fucking fun. Like,
right,
we're gonna wreck you.
Yeah, that's so funny. Yeah, it's quite fun to be sometimes like, like people just assume you're so dumb as an American when it comes to like stuff like that. So it's really fun to like just like secretly know what you're talking
about. Yeah, American and female, I assume, is like times 10.
Yeah, there was like, he was just, he was having a really hard time with it. And like, but this, I like the Spurs fans. They're like, they're so fucking rowdy, like compared to the, well, because the first game that I saw was the Champions League game, Arsenal, and like against, who was it fucking against?
Was it like Ludogorets or something?
It was Basel.
Oh, Basel, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it was like, I don't know, the Arsenal, like, it's not as fun though, those Arsenal fans. Like, it's, they're so quiet in comparison. And it's not like, they're not like yelling like horrendous things, you know, like, yeah, the stuff that people are yelling at White Hart Lane is like, it's just so funny. I mean, it's really like, and there's fucking kids around too, and like people just don't, I don't know. And they're so, also they don't sell beer at the Champions League game. So I think,
what?
Yeah, apparently they stopped doing it because it got like, there's problems or something. So there's no beer at the first game that they went to. And then, but then like White Hart Lane was like a total like, just like a shit show, but also it was a big game too, like against Man City. So
yeah,
like
a huge game. Yeah.
Up for it.
I mean, I think Emirates kind of has that. It's like infamous for that, I guess. Like the quiet, mostly tourists going to their first game attitude, but also yeah, Champions League, like you said, like Tottenham Man City is a huge fucking league game. Like Arsenal Basel, like.
Yeah.
You just go there if you have like expendable income, because they're probably going to win and they're way better, and it kind of doesn't matter. It's like early in the cup year, so
right,
it's understandable.
Right. Yeah. The live games, like, it's, I mean, there's definitely like pros and cons to like both like watching on TV and watching the live games. Like it's really such a different thing. I mean, when you like are there in person and you're like seeing the touches and like how good, like how like beautifully and easily they like can control the ball. You're just like, it's so crazy to watch that in person. It's so different than watching it on TV. But I love watching on TV, because then I can like, I don't know, like yell on Twitter and like be in my pajamas and like, yeah, it's fun. Cause California, you know, the games are pretty early on here sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. My co-host for the normal episodes of the podcast lives in LA also. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's like 4 a.m. is like the first game on Saturday and shit. He sleeps right through it.
I kind of like it though, actually. It's kind of nice to like, I mean, sometimes I'll like wake up and watch it. Although this weekend was like super fucked up. Like I had all these art obligations and I really wanted to like watch some of these games live. But I just couldn't do it because I was like, these dinners were like going till like 3 a.m. I was like, I can't wake up in a few hours to like do this.
Yeah. I'm like the opposite. Like if I lived in California, I would 100% stay up until like whatever it is, 10 a.m. or something. And then I would sleep till like 6 p.m. because that's just how I do it. But
I can't do that anymore. I'm like, I used to be a stay up person, but I don't drink anymore. So it's like, that's my, like, if you don't drink, it's really hard to stay up.
Oh, I don't drink.
Oh, okay.
So fuck you, man.
You're just like naturally.
Yeah, I'm just high on life, dude. What can I say? No, I don't know. But I totally agree about this seeing teams live. I had the exact same sensation with like mostly like David Silva on City. I was just like everything he did and every time he touched a ball, I was just like, holy fucking shit. Like this is like broken. He's like better than video game fake person touching the ball. Like his control and awareness and stuff was just incredible. But
yeah,
I also love seeing live like the shit that is off camera. I thought was like one of the coolest things. Like
that's so true.
Like Liverpool have a lot of guys, I guess, who are, you know, known as like box to box, like hardworking crazy people like Lallana and Henderson and shit. And so right. Like, you know, it'd be like some meaningless like goal kick or something, and Lallana just sprints like the entire length of the field directly at the goalie and like tries to slide tackle block it.
The
whole crowd like gives him a standing applause, but you would never ever see that on TV. It's so cool.
Right. Yeah. No, I love that. I mean, yeah, there's so much stuff that you miss.
So who are some of your favorite players to see in person, like at those games that you went to?
Let's see. You know, what I was really impressed by was Sissoko. He was such a fucking presence in that game, and like, he's a big guy. So like, he was like just really like, I don't know, super powerful and fast, and like, and then I just thought that when he came out, the game really like, the last 20 minutes when they pulled him, like the game kind of it slowed down a bit. I don't know. And then, like, and I was way too, and you know, like, we both, like, I think we both share a disdain for Lamella, but I was, like, way too scared to, like, yell anything about, but I mean, I didn't even have to. Everyone else was yelling, because in that game, he missed a PK.
Yeah, he missed the pen, yeah.
But,
I love and hate Lamella. I mean, I love, like, how cocky and flashy he is, and he's so like skilled and sometimes amazing, but
right.
Yeah, he can be like a fucking idiot a lot of the time too.
Yeah, no, I just, yeah, like he's kind of, I know sometimes he does something like really amazing, but like, I don't, it's just like also the way he moves, it's like he's these kind of like pansy moves or something. It's like, I don't know, his hands, like he has these limp wrists.
That's what people always give shit about to Sterling. Like, the way Sterling runs, his, like, limp wrists just, like, flop back and forth, and everyone's just constantly making fun of him. What do you say?
It's not even as bad as Lamella. Like, Lamella, he's just so goofy-looking sometimes. And, like, the haircuts, I don't know. Who else? Oh, yeah, I like Danny Rose, actually. I like these players that, like, yeah. Because what is he, the right back?
Left back, yeah.
Yeah. And he's, like, up and down the field and, like,
he's great. Him and Kyle Walker are like such good fullbacks, like really entertaining and always up and down and stuff.
Yeah, I just like to, because I was the kind of player that I wanted to be, so like that's why I just like love to watch that.
Yeah, you kind of like modeled your game after them, or maybe they modeled their game after you, who knows. But so you mentioned that you're like this weird blend of sports and soccer fanatic and artist, and like your friend Oscar, I guess, is too. Do you find that there are a lot of like hidden sports fans kind of in the art world, or does everyone think it's like really bizarre?
No, I'm actually like fine, actually, like because I've been yelling about it so much on Twitter. Like, I've actually, some people have like kind of come out of the woodwork or something, and like, there's just other artists. I know there's like a American football fan of our other, this guy we just met, who's also an artist. And like, yeah, it's kind of interesting now, because I made such a big, I like, for years and years, I guess people just didn't know or something, that was like such a big part of my life. And then in the last couple of years, I feel like I've just made it so much more known. And now it's kind of like, I don't know, people come out of the woodwork now, but it's very few still. It's not like, and I don't understand why there's not more crossover, because they're both like very creative things.
Yeah, that's how I feel. It's the same for me in my world. Like, I used to work in music and shit, and like my close friends knew because I'd, you know, stay up till 10 a.m. watching soccer. But then, yeah, people always find it weird. They're a little bit almost like off-put. Like, what do you mean you have like a podcast about fantasy soccer? I'm like, yeah, like I'm crazy. I know, whatever. Get over it.
But actually in the last couple of years too, I also like I've definitely had more time to watch it, and like the money to pay for like DirecTV and shit, which is so helpful, because just watching online, like, it takes a lot of work. I don't know. I really like DirecTV is really good for sports. Cause it just like, you just, I don't know, cable, like, cause I got it for, I finally like broke down and got it for like the World Cup a few years ago. And then just like then I got like really into it, like watching so much all the time, like so many games. But like I would, before that, like I'd only occasionally, I would catch the games that I could, but it wasn't like, I wasn't able to see as many as I wanted to. And yeah. And tomorrow I think there's like a friendly between Netherlands and Belgium that I'm excited to see.
That's like your dream.
I know. And I had to kind of like, for the Euros this summer, like, because the fucking, I mean, the, you know, Holland wasn't in it, which is like, it's been a really dark time, to say, to be a Dutch fan.
Well, they made like the quarters or semis in the World Cup, but then it was like all downhill, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, that World Cup year, they were sick though.
What, the 2010?
Yeah, with like...
And we lost to Spain, right?
Yeah, but they, no. Who'd you guys lose to? And you guys wrecked Spain and like knocked them and like won the group, I think, right? Wasn't that the like flying like RVP header where he like, like he did like the dolphin head? And I just remember Robin being like the best thing ever in the tournament. But yeah, I think you guys lost in like the quarters or semis. I can't remember who.
Yeah.
But yeah, since then it's been way, way downhill.
Because Netherlands has never won a World Cup. They've been so close so many times. It's kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
But yeah, I sort of switched over to Belgium then, like this summer. But then they didn't, like, there's kind of, they didn't end up doing that well.
So does the football ever influence, like, your art side of life? Like, does Chelsea get, like, fucking wrecked and then you make a really angry video or something, or like a bloody painting?
Yeah, I think it like, it totally, yeah, I get a lot of inspiration from like non-art things. Like, I like looking at, like going to a gallery is, I don't like it's like magnets or something. Like when it's like too, like the same pole, it kind of just like repels you, you know? Like if I look at too much art, then I like don't want to make any art, especially talking about art, then like I definitely don't want to make any art. That's why I like dropped out of two art schools.
Wow.
Yeah, such a like, I mean, it takes like a special kind of like idiot to drop out of two art schools. But it's just, yeah, I hated it. It's like so much talking and like no one making anything. It was really weird. I was like, this is really getting in the way of me making things, so like bye. But yeah, no, it totally, I mean, it's such a beautiful game to watch, and like I get really emotional about it sometimes. And like, well, actually, when I stopped playing, there was a couple years like right after I'd stopped playing, because I made this big decision to go to art school and not go to college to play and like turn down all these like offers or whatever. And I couldn't even walk past this, like a field without tearing up. Like it was very,
wow,
very like a sensitive spot. But then it's kind of like, now it's just so many years later. And it just, it's not like I'm going to really have like a soccer career at this point. So it's just, I don't know. It's kind of like, I feel like I can really, in the last couple of years, I felt like I could really start enjoying it again. There's actually a few years where I couldn't even really watch it. It was kind of like,
cause you just felt so like left out or like there was a missed opportunity or something.
Kind of, but I really didn't want to play because I had a lot of anxiety, like when in the last couple of years, like when I was a teenager with all the college scouts and like the ODP stuff. And I was really, again, like I said, I was really just coasting on like pretty like raw natural talent. And like, I never did any like extra stuff or like all these other girls, like they wanted it so bad. And like, I remember like, and I would always start and I remember always wishing that I could, like be a sub. That was like,
this is your artist side. You have these like dueling personalities.
Yeah, exactly. And like, that's really not, you know, to like take it to like, you really, that's like, you can't have that kind of attitude, you know?
No,
like,
I would totally bench you if I was your coach. I'd be like, what do you mean you want to be friends with everyone on the other team and be on the bench? Fuck you. You're on the bench.
Yeah. No, I mean, I would always like ask to come out and he'd be like, no, like you got to stay in. I mean, I was just like, it was just, it's like the opposite of what you should want, you know?
But yeah, do you do like the hand signal when you're like rotating your hands over one another to sub out? And your coach just gives you the middle finger.
Yeah, but this would be like 10 minutes into the game. It was really like sad because the first like 10, 15 minutes, I was always such a nervous wreck. I was just like totally shit. And I would like throw up before games and stuff. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I would get so nervous.
You needed like beta blockers or something, like some performance enhancing drugs.
Yeah.
Could have been a superstar.
Yeah. I mean, now I'm so much better now at like managing anxiety than like I was back then. But like, yeah, it was just like a weird mixture. I just cared so much about it that I would like care. It would just be like too intense. And then I would, you know, kind of like, it was like a bit like self-sabotage or something.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, but after 20 minutes, then I would kind of like be okay. And then I could get into it. And then it was really fun. I really, really miss being that in shape. That was like, oh my God, it was so amazing. Just being able to like run and run and run for 90 minutes.
I've never felt that in my life. Maybe one day.
It's fucking awesome.
I think I stopped playing ASO soccer when I was like 10 or 11. Once the practice moved from like 10 a.m. to 8 a.m. Uh-huh. I was just like, nah, this is ridiculous. Like, fuck this. Nah, no chance.
Yeah.
So did you have like aspirations growing up to like maybe be on the women's national team or stuff like that? Now they're so fucking good and like so popular.
Yeah. I mean, I totally did. And when I was at the 1999 Women's World Cup when they won against China at the Rose Bowl.
Holy shit.
When like Brandi Chastain like ripped off her jersey, you know, with like the sports bra, like that famous picture, because they won on PKs. That was like, I remember, I'll never forget that. I mean, it was such a packed, it was like 90,000 people at the Rose Bowl, and like watching PKs with 90,000 people is really, really intense.
And, yeah, that sounds special.
It was really crazy. And I was 12 and, I remember being so nervous. Like I felt like physically sick if they weren't going to win, but then they did. And like, and that was a team with like Michelle Akers and Mia Hamm, like kind of the first like big.
Yeah. Female. Mia, dude. Yeah. I know Mia.
Yeah. She was like, I like totally wanted to be her, you know, like everyone did. But yeah, now it's like, I think it's probably different now from when I played. Like, I think there's more people playing. I think it's more competitive, which is great. I think it's good for the women's game to like, I don't know, like the level keeps getting higher and higher. Like also like the more resources and stuff that are allotted to the women's game.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that you look at in contrast to like the men's game, and it's like the opposite. But every other male country that's really good consistently, like they have that history of winning and kids idolizing the players, sort of like women's soccer in the U.S. But so you still do you watch a lot of women's soccer? Because you mostly, I feel like, tweet about like Premier League and Bundesliga and La Liga and stuff.
Yeah, I watch a ton of women's soccer. Like whenever I watch almost every game that the national team plays. I also watch. I was just watching the U17 Women's World Cup that was in like, it was in Jordan in the Middle East, which was like so crazy.
That's wild. Yeah.
Yeah, and I like watching the littles, like the young ones, because
the smalls.
Because then you like see them come up, and then I also watch women's college soccer, whatever games air on some of these networks, like the Big Ten network, and like there's like some college networks that will like air actually quite a lot of games. I really like the Duke women's team, and they have, they're quite good, and they have some players that I really like. But yeah, I like watching. It's really fun to watch, like to see if you watch the top college teams, like a few players from each of those teams are on like the U17 team, the U20 team, and then you just watch those teams. And then you like see them get pulled up to the national team. So you just see the whole.
Yeah, you see the whole progression. Yeah, that's cool.
I really like enjoyed doing that. I didn't used to do that, but now like I started, I was like, you know what, I want to see the whole cycle of this happening.
You really are a soccer freak.
Yeah, but and the college girls are really cute, because they're like, I don't know, I like watching college kids. They're like living on their own for the first time, and like, I don't know, and there's I think a bit more rivalry with like college stuff, and yeah, there's like something, there's like they're scrappy, you know, like it's cute to watch.
Yeah, I feel like it's like that with all the like college versus professional sports, or at least American sports are like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what do you think about the U.S. men's national team? Like, what do you think about Klinsmann and what he's doing with them?
You know, I love him. I think I love, and I'm obviously so excited about the little Christian
Pulisic.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Because he's fucking 18. Like, it's crazy, and that's totally like what the rest of the players need to be doing, like playing not in the MLS, like playing abroad, because the MLS just is a garbage fire.
It's so shitty. Yeah, I'm fully with you on that.
Yeah, no, it's just like we're never gonna. And it's always so hard. Like every time the World Cup comes around, I kind of like I'll get my hopes up a little bit, and then we'll kind of do okay. But then but then in the end, you're like, there's just some game that happens, and you're like, yeah, we're really like not on the level of these other countries.
Oh yeah, like we're not even fucking playing the same game. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Pulisic is the great hope.
I think he's the and I think that there just needs to be more players like him. Like Michael. I also think that some of our players, like, we just need to get some more young blood, because like some of the players are just old, and like Michael Bradley, he bugs the shit out of me. He gives the ball away so much, And it just, I don't understand with him.
Like, yeah, I used to like him a lot more, and then he moved from like Roma to Toronto, and I was just like, okay, like, you've given up. I don't understand.
Yeah, and but why is he still on the team?
He's like, I mean, he's good. He's probably just positioned wrong. I mean, like, it's interesting to me that you like Klinsmann, but you have all these complaints about like the team selection and stuff, because a lot of that shit is why I kind of like fucking hate Klinsmann, because he always picks like the same like old fucks and plays people out of position and you know, and it's like, just start Pulisic every game. Like, he's like the best player. He plays on Dortmund, you know.
I guess what makes me like him is his like personality or something. Like, I think that like I guess I don't really like his coaching style that much, but I kind of like him.
Yeah, he's pretty charismatic.
Yeah, so I think that's, like, the pull. Because I think, unfortunately, also, in America, like, I think we need that. Like, people, they need to have that, like charismatic person to, like, see. It can't just be some, like, dry person. Like, the fans, you can't, like, I don't know, Americans, like, you need to...
We need, like, a Klopp or Conte. We don't need...
Yeah, right. Like, you can't, I mean...
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
So I guess like, maybe I don't like him.
I think you don't like him. Mm-hmm. But Pulisic, I mean, maybe he kind of, like, his upside, I guess, is like someone like Hazard. I mean, he'll probably never be as good as Hazard, but I love his like low center of gravity, like little dribbler trickster guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I love Hazard so much. Like, I mean, his goals this weekend were like fucked up. They were so
fucked up.
He just sort of like lulls the defenders to sleep a bit, like a snake charmer. And then it's just, and the shots are so quick. Like, the keeper wasn't even set at all to like, he's just like, there's nothing you can do about that kind of shit.
Yeah, when the keeper just like kind of falls backwards on their ass, they're just like, come on, guys.
Yeah, no, they go like, it was a good weekend. It was a crazy weekend.
Yeah, for goals.
Yeah,
everyone in fantasy was really depressed after the Chelsea game. Anyone who didn't have Hazard or Costa in fantasy was just like, oh, fuck me, I'm gonna go down so many places. But then everyone has Liverpool midfielders, so they came through too.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. On the topic of Liverpool, as we kind of wrap up, like, what's the deal with you and Firmino? Because I've been trying to like work you into Firmino and get into him. We both love him. Why do you not love him?
I'm into him more. Like, I sort of have these reactions with these guys, like, initially. And this was sort of the same way that I felt about Ronaldo for, like, a really long time. I just, like, when it's too kind of, like, flashy or something, I just sort of, I don't know what it is that I just don't, like, instantly I just don't trust it or something. But then, I don't know, I used to fucking hate Ronaldo so much. Like, I hated the theatrics and the diving. And then, like, I guess I kind of, like, put Firmino into that category, like, too early. Because I'm, like, so, like, converted about him now.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so stoked.
I've come to the light side. But even, like, now Ronaldo or something, like, I guess because he got a little bit older, like, I don't know. And I saw the documentary about him, and then I kind of like seeing him with his son, like I was like, oh, that's kind of cute.
And sometimes it's hard to describe what like a player just rubs you the wrong way or whatever.
Yeah.
But and then, like, if Ronaldo didn't look like Ronaldo, if he looked like Franck Ribery, I feel like everyone would love him.
Exactly. Yeah. I think it's just cause it's like, it's too, he's like very like love to hate, you know, because he's just, because it's just like the total package. So it's like, there has like, how, I don't know.
Yeah. He has like a 12 pack abs and he could score from anywhere. And he's so tricky and so strong and so fast.
Yeah. And he's ridiculous. Yeah. This girl that I follow on Twitter, this like Real Madrid troll. Like, she's really funny, and she's like a huge Ronaldo fan, and her, and she just like, she just rips into Barca like all day long. Like, she just fucking hates, she hates Messi, and she's really funny. You should follow her.
Yeah, didn't you like post one of her things in the Consumer Reports or something like that? It was like a retweet from her.
Yeah, she just, her, she has like just a ton of stuff like that. She's really funny. But
yeah, I'm looking it up. So she tweeted, didn't exist 12 years ago. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Uber, Airbnb, Snapchat, Instagram, Fitbit, Spotify, Dropbox, Barcelona fans, and WhatsApp. So good.
I know. She's really funny.
I'll give her a follow.
Yeah, for sure. I always wonder, like, yeah, it's funny because, like, also for so long, I guess in, like, the art world and stuff, I sort of felt like I was on my own little island of, like, liking, it's ridiculous, but, like, liking, like, enjoying soccer. Because for so long, I was just, like, around so many people who didn't like it or something. But then, and so I'm always, like, kind of surprised when there's, like, other girls who like it, which is, like, ridiculous. But Twitter is like, I don't know, it's a good, it's like, I feel like I have like a little crew on there now.
Yeah, there's still nothing that's like nearly as good as Twitter when there's like live events happening.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, there's a live soccer game, or whether you just want to like troll and talk shit about the Grammys or whatever, like, there's always like a group of people actively talking about and watching the same shit, and it just, yeah, I love my like fantasy people that I always tweet with like every morning and shit. It's just great.
Well, yeah, it's the only way for me to really keep up with things, because sometimes like I try as much as I can to like keep up with the schedules and stuff, but like sometimes I won't even know that there's a game on, and then I see like, I don't know, then they're like some like the, because I follow like all the official accounts and stuff.
You see me tweet like, oh my god, fucking fuck me.
Oh shit, the game's on. Yeah. Because it's kind of like a lot of work if you're in America and like you're not, because over, like in Europe, you know, these, like it's at better times. And,
oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, I really have to plan it out to see stuff. And also, like, if I want to know news about players or something, you have to like, you know, but over there, you just kind of like hear about it. Like, everyone's talking about it. And like all the Ubers and like taxi cabs and stuff, I would just like talk about the teams with all the drivers and like,
yeah. And they just have like talk sport on the radio or whatever.
Exactly. Like, you just hear, it's like so much a part of daily life over there or something.
So let's just go back to the Premier League a little. So, we talked about Mourinho and him and United look like they're on the outside looking in for the top four. Who do you like to potentially win the league? Who do you like as your top four? There's so many good teams this year.
Tottenham could sneak in there. I mean, I guess maybe Tottenham, like I saw them beat Man City, but that's when De Bruyne was injured. So I feel like it's kind of, you know, Man City without De Bruyne is like, eh.
Yeah, Prince Harry.
I love him. I think Liverpool, Chelsea, Arsenal, and Tottenham.
Wow, no City.
I don't think so.
You heard it here first, folks.
I think Tottenham. I like Tottenham.
Yeah, I kind of like this version of Tottenham, too. I like Pochettino, and Kane is back now.
Yeah, exactly. I think now that they have Kane back, it's going to be better.
Yeah. City are like, so good too. I don't know. It's going to be a great year though.
Yeah. I don't think Leicester will be up this year.
Sadly, no.
I mean, that was incredible last year. And like, so I actually saw the Chelsea game. I was on a plane when Chelsea played. I don't remember.
It was Tottenham.
Oh yeah, it was. And
your boy with the late goal.
And I cried on the plane. Like, people were looking at me like I was so nuts. But I was lucky. It's a JetBlue flight, so they had, like,
drinks. Oh, yeah, they have, like, NBC and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, like, it was the best. I was so worried to, like, miss the game, and I was, like, so upset. And then, and it, like, just turned out so well. But, yeah, I was, like, crying on the plane. And then, like, because they were showing all the footage of the players, like, sell, like, those crazy, like, cell phone videos.
Yeah, from it was,
the,
like, at Vardy's house or something.
Yeah. This is so great. But that's just, like, I mean, even if you're not, like, it's just, like, such a good story, you know? Like, I just love, I mean, who doesn't love, a good underdog?
And, like, yeah,
an
under- it was, like, a movie. It was the greatest, like, underdog story ever, basically.
Yeah. I think, yeah, that, like, absolutely one of the greatest sports stories of all time, I think. Like, out any sports.
Yeah, I fully agree. Yeah. Cool, dude. I think that's that covers most of what I wanted to talk about.
Cool.
Geneva asked me how long this was going to be. I was like, I don't know, probably like 30 minutes, and we're at, like, an hour, so.
It's totally good.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for coming on. It was great to have you on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And where can people, like, follow you or see your artwork and stuff like that?
I don't know. You can just, like, Google my name. That's what I do.
Studio. That's your Courtright. Google it.